We're 60 seconds from your shot caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. But first, I'm wondering if people really do this during the summer or if it's just internet nonsense.
What's that?
But recently, a bunch of websites posted some info online claiming you can beat the summer heat and get to sleep much faster by leaving your sheets in the freezer for 30 minutes before bedtime.
Genius! I never thought of that!
That's pretty smart. I mean, are we talking fitted sheet too? Because how are you going to fold that thing small enough to fit it into the freezer?
Well, maybe it's just me, but I think it sounds like a horrible idea.
What? Why?
For a lot of reasons. First, it's a major hassle.
It is a lot. I mean, I would say, why wouldn't you just do your pajamas? Like,
yeah,
if you put your pajamas in the freezer, it'll be a little quicker.
Because you're putting your bed sheets in the freezer, not only do you have to make your bed again, or in Jose's case, make your bed for the first time in over a month.
Dude, 1 month? Thanks for giving me that, bro.
Yeah.
3 months, dude.
That is so gross.
I mean, it's way too much bed making to do right before you go to sleep. And then second, if you're single, kind of comes across as a psycho move.
Wait, who would be there to see you? You're by yourself. I don't think it matters
at
that point.
You know, you have your date over, and it's like, hey, can you grab the margarita mix out of the freezer? Oh, yeah, my bed's in there, too. Yeah.
You know you wouldn't remake it either. You would just get it on a bare mattress.
Yeah, just on a couch.
I'd use as a pickup line. You want to help me defrost these sheets?
Yeah. That's pretty good.
We only need 3 minutes.
Yeah. The main reason experts say you shouldn't do this is that the cool sensation won't really last very long. It might be nice and chilly at first, but it'll soon turn to moistness.
It would just be water.
Yeah.
Oh, damn, gross. It's like a swamp up in there.
And then once it heats up, the moisture is going to make you even hotter than you were before. So sleep experts say if you really want a cold bed, you need to vacuum seal your sheets and then put them in the freezer.
Okay, now we're talking crazy people.
That doesn't sound like a hassle at all, Jeffrey. It sounds very easy to do. Good hack.
Yeah. I've also heard a good way to cool off right before bed is to shock yourself with a dog shock collar.
No. Oh, did you hear that?
Yeah. Lowers the blood pressure, brings the heart rate down.
Yeah, I see. This all up.
And it makes you smile because it is time for the shock collar question of the day. We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw a name out to figure out who puts on the shock collar today. They'll get asked a trivia question. If you get it wrong, you get shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592 and tell us what song you want to hear. Brooke is drawing a name out of the bucket because she had the shock collar last. Who'd you get, Brooke?
I got Jeff Fun Pants DeBow.
Fun Frozen Pants.
Yeah.
Icy hot pants.
Ooh.
So I'm putting on the shock collar, and while I do that, Digital Jake, please read the shock collar question of the day.
There are countless examples in the English language of things that you would never think have an official name. For example, an aglet is what you call the plastic tip on the end of a shoelace.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you didn't know that, Jeff.
I knew that one.
Yeah, you think you know everything. Well, today I have three words that are the official names for things you've seen before, and I need you to tell me what the definition of these words are. They're on a piece of paper in front of you.
Okay.
The words are columella. Your hint is that it's something we all have on our bodies.
Mm.
Droplets is something you might find in the produce aisle of a grocery store this time of year. And pips are part of a piece of sporting equipment. Good luck.
Oh, ooh. I swear I've heard pips.
Me too, I've heard pips too.
Ooh.
Is it the tip of an arrow?
No,
a pip?
I know what a pip is. It's the little divots that are on a golf ball.
There it is, that's a pip.
Okay, we got
the mistake that you made, Digital Jake, is that I read the dictionary every night before I fall asleep. So you're in trouble with this.
The storyline in it is riveting.
And he starts with the bees. So
better hope it's not a bridge.
Yeah.
What's the hangy thing called in the back of your
throat? That's the glabella.
Glabella.
It's close. Mm.
Is there something else hanging down that looks like a slimy something?
Some other sort of dangle
going
on there.
I don't know, it's an Ella. There. I feel like Ella things.
Oh, yeah, man. That's actually a good thought. It should be something that's kind of dangling off.
Ooh, is it the center of your nose that separates your nostrils?
Oh, yeah, what's right that here? little dip on above your lip right in the center?
Looks like two column, no, lower, there it is, yeah.
Do you not have
the
a
area,
dip?
Are you talking about, like where your lips
where
come
your
up
lip,
and down?
Yeah, they like
I'm not talking
dip
about
down.
That dip. I'm talking about the actual part of your nose.
Like where people get pierced.
Yeah.
What's that called?
Your septum piercing?
Oh, your septum.
Septum.
Dang
okay,
it.
Hold on. See, so let's get the question one more time.
This is good.
I gave you three words that are the official terms for things we see in our everyday lives, and I asked you to please define each word. The words, again, are columella, droplets, and pips.
Droplets sounds like droplets and produce, and they're watering all the
right,
stuff.
Right, the little sprayers.
That's what I thought, too. The droplets were the little heads, but I don't think so.
But is this this time of year?
This time of year, why would he say that?
Oh, this time of year. I didn't even pick that up.
Or is it like the little leaves coming off of the apple or something. Like the droplets of a peach. I don't know.
I mean, I don't think I'm going to come up with a better thing than the water sprayers. Even though I know it's like supposed to be this time of year. But
you're talking about the heads on the sprinkler system inside the produce section.
Yeah, in the produce area, the little sprinklers. Yeah.
I mean, they themselves are called droplets.
Yeah.
I don't like
I think the columella is that dip. Above your lip.
Dip it above your lip. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no one knows what that's called.
Or is it the area in between your eyebrows?
Oh, the column. That would be the bridge of your nose. That's the bridge.
No, not the on your nose. Bridge is on your nose, the right forehead. Above your nose, like between your two eyebrows.
Like where some people have eyebrow that goes all the way across?
Yes.
The unibrow.
Okay, I'm going the area between your eyebrows for columella. The droplets are the water sprayers in the produce section, and pips are divots on a golf ball.
I offer you the official monikers for everyday items, and I ask you to please define them to the best of your abilities. And the definitions are, the columella is the bottom part of your nose that separates the nostrils. Brooke was correct.
So it's called two things?
The septum is inside your nose. The columella is the bottom part, just the skin between the nostrils.
Well, we had the right area of the body. Yeah,
how did I know that?
Droplets are the little bumps of raspberries and blackberries, how they're little segments of little liquid and stuff like that.
Where the seeds are
droplets,
inside?
Droplets, exactly. And pips, you were very confident, are the tiny bumps on a ping pong paddle.
Oh, really?
Not so confident now, are you, Jeffrey?
What are the divots in a golf ball called?
They're called not divots. They're called something else. I swear I know this.
I got it wrong, so somebody wanted to hear Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley.
Ooh, you're gonna Rickroll everyone right now, Don?
I am.
Okay, at least you warned us.
I just want to tell you how I'm feeling. Gotta make you understand. Never gonna give you up.
Yeah.
Never gonna let you die.
Oh my God, I was enjoying that too much.
It took a while to get there, but we got there.
Yeah. I was really happy about that.
All right, I'm gonna keep singing that when we go to break, but that was your shot caller question today. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.